introducing Fred Allen.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you just sit back for the next half hour, we'll mix you up another Salafatica review. Tonight, we take you to the Bedlam Penitentiary. I am Warden Allen, and while I'm trying to find a way to put the Siamese twins in solitary confinement, Keeper Ferdy Grofe will try over a few bars. Boys, as you know, I am your new warden, and things in Bedlam Penitentiary are going to be different. You boys aren't mad because I raided your cells, are you? Some of you fellows here were living in luxury while poor bootleggers were walking the streets homeless. The lollipops, roller skates, and ping pong sets I found in your cells have been confiscated.
Can we play dominoes, Warden?
Yes, yes, 702. Dominoes and jigsaw puzzles are all right. But hard candy is habit-forming, boys, and the lollipop must go. That's all, boys. I want to make Bedlam Penitentiary the joy spot of America. You fellows have made this jail possible, and my slogan will be, the prisoner is always right.
Hooray! Hey, Warden.
Yes, 404.
This is Valentine's Day.
So it is.
Well, the boys couldn't get out the swipe of Valentine's for you, so we're going to give you a vocal Valentine.
A beautiful thought.
Okay, fellas, let's go now.
Happy Valentine to you. Happy Valentine to you. We're nuts about our warden.
Bedlam Penitentiary. This is Warden Allen's office. Yeah, I'm his private secretary. Hold the line.
Yes? Who is this? Judge Growl? Yes, those 20 men came in this morning. You made a mistake, though, Judge. Those guys weren't nudists. No, they were only picketing in front of a Turkish bath. Okay.
It's freezing in here, Warden. The furnace must be out again.
Yes, that janitor's in here for arson, and he can't even keep a fire going in the furnace.
There's two mangy-looking dames outside.
Oh, yes. That would be Mrs. Snoop, president of the Busybody League, and a friend.
They'll heat the joint up.
They generally do.
Well, Warden, this is outrageous.
It's turpitude, that's what it is.
Why, there's nothing...
Why, we've just heard about your hideous third degree.
It's turpitude, stepping on prisoners' corns and poking things in their dimples.
You're mistaken, girls. Bedlam is the only penitentiary where the third degree isn't given by hand.
You mean you make the prisoners talk by machine?
Yes.
I demand to see a third degree.
All right. Red, bring in 903, that gold hoarder.
Okay.
What machine do you use, an electric tanker?
No torture, Miss Snoop. I get results with nothing but this radio set.
You actually flog prisoners with a three-tube set?
Oh, no. I threaten them with different programs. I'll show you.
Here he is, bud.
I ain't heard nothing, Warden.
My report here says differently.
Well, that's my story, and somebody's stuck with it.
Sit down. I'll make you talk. You see this radio set? I'm going to tune in on a soprano singing, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?
No, don't. Oh, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't. Hey, listen to this. How do you like that?
Please turn it off. Please, this is terrible.
All right. Now, where's your gold?
Here. Here, it's in this bag.
You've got more than this. Where's the rest of your gold?
I won't tell.
You won't, hey? Then you'll suffer. Listen to this radio comedian.
No, no, anything but that. No, you can't.
Oh, no?
She told me her husband was a good fight. Oh. So, you want to fire a
bullet? Oh. You can't take it, hey.
The program's going to be the same for
you. Oh, I can't stand it.
You
oh,
can't,
please,
hey.
Please.
Where's the rest of that gold?
Here. It'll take my bridge work at 14 carats.
Is that all?
Yeah.
You're lying, 902. Come clean. My report says you have goldfish, too. Where are they?
Oh, you can't take Minnie and Esther.
I can't, hey? Where are they?
I won't tell. Never, never.
Oh, no? I guess a little hillbilly music will get it out of
no!
you.
No! No, you can't do that to me. It's inhuman. I'll go crazy. No!
Oh, I'll show no mercy. Listen to this.
You can't
talk, eh?
Boss!
Where are those goldfish?
Stop those hillbillies!
All right. Now, where are your goldfish?
Here they are, in this hot water bottle.
Bravo! Another victory for the machine age.
Just a second. It's the governor.
Hello, Gov. Yes, everything's fine here. Well, I had a little trouble yesterday. Two guys tried to get into the jail on a due bill. No, nobody gets in here without a reservation. All right.
There's a little girl outside with a bridge lamp or something.
Say, maybe I've won a raffle.
I'll see.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Portland. What are you doing with that electrical contraption?
Oh, this? It's a sun lamp.
Well, why bring it into my jail here?
Well, Papa said everybody should try and spread a little sunshine when they can.
And you're going around with a portable sun lamp, eh?
I'll intimate.
You'd better save your sun for a rainy day.
Gosh, everything I do automatically becomes a mess.
And speaking of messes, how is your Uncle Felix?
That reminds me, he may be with you any day now.
Again? Uncle Felix has quite a record. He used to be an old horse thief, didn't he?
No, people always said that when he eloped with my Aunt Lily.
Well, that should have cured him.
Uncle Felix never really stole horses.
Well, how did he get that reputation?
He had a great sense of humor. He was always talking about his wild oats. And sometimes horses would hear him and follow him home.
I know. I heard they caught him shoplifting at the horse show last year.
Well, he may have been a little crooked. I remember he used to button his vest up the side.
Yeah, that's more like it. He's been weighed and found wanted for years.
I know, but he's in trouble again now.
What's he been doing?
Well, he was studying to become a counterfeiter.
Well, that's one way of making money without working for it.
I'll intimate he was going to start counterfeiting pennies and then work his way up to paper money.
Now, what happened?
Well, when they made the dollar worth 59 cents, Uncle Felix was worried.
Why?
He said if they made the money much cheaper, the mint would be underselling the counterfeiters.
I can imagine. Warden's office? Yes, 207. There's someone banging on the floor of your cell? Yes, it's that guy underneath. He lies in bed and plays the trombone. I'll speak to him about that.
Well, I've got to go down to the pet shop for Papa.
Has Papa made a monkey out of himself again?
No, he was hitchhiking yesterday and came home with a frostbitten thumb.
He should get those no-draft mittens.
No, Papa's buying a dog.
What kind of a dog can help him hitchhike?
Papa's getting a pointer.
Wow. Well, goodbye, Portland.
Peek-a-boo.
Hey, boss, the prison band is ready to rehearse.
Oh, yes. I made the drummer some cymbals out of two manhole covers. I want to hear them. Tell him to start.
Okay, boss.
Bedlam Penitentiary. Okay, Bob.
Who is it?
Some newsreel guy.
Oh, I see.
Hi, Warden. Hello, Mr. Allen. We're from the Passé News.
You want to get some shots of old Bedlam, eh?
Yes, I'd like to get some.
Now, let me see. Our sewing class meets at 4 o'clock. We have a tea dance at 5. At 6, the boys always listen to Uncle Don.
It's a knife.
Say, how about some pictures of the boys on the rock pile?
Great idea.
Bring your camera out here, boys.
Okay. Hey, swell joint you got here, Warden.
Oh, yes. Bedlam is the underworld's Monte Carlo. Now, this is the beginner's rock pile here. I'll have you meet this prisoner. Hey, number 1066.
Hello, Warden. Going to have my picture took?
Yes, it's the newsreel. Boys, this is number 1066.
Hi, 1066.
Glad to meet you there.
Hello, boys. Hey, I take a swell profile picture. Look, how's this?
I think a little action would look better. Show the boys how you swing the hammer.
Okay. Hey, Caddy, give me that number 4 hammer.
Yes, sir.
Do all the boys have caddies?
Oh, yes. It's more fun that way. I call this quarry golf. The guards are the caddies, you see. Let's see your stance, 1066.
Okay. How's this?
Look into the camera, please.
Right foot back a little. That's it. Now, when you swing, put your weight behind your right shoulder, see? Keep your eye on the rock and follow through.
All right. Shoot.
Oh, a beautiful stroke.
Oh,
excellent.
Yep, he broke it in one.
Oh.
Thanks. Why?
Now, just say a few words while I grind the camera.
Well, there ain't much to tell, folks. I was born with brass knuckles in me hand. I started me life a crime in a shoestring, which I swiped from a blind man. Then I gradually waked me way up from porch climbing the second story way.
Don't forget that old one. You finally learned that crime doesn't pay.
Yeah, it don't pay. But the hours is optional.
That'll be all. Thanks a lot.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, let's go, Warden. Got to get some more pictures.
So long, 1066.
Goodbye, boys. Nice to see you.
Nice fella.
Oh, he's going to make good, that boy. Say, here's one of our old-timers. Hello there, number 8.
Hiya there, Mr. Warden Allen, sir. How are you all?
Fine, fine. These are the newsreel boys.
You mind posing for a few feet of film?
I sure will, boys. I'm glad.
Sort of a travelogue, number 8.
Yes, sir. It may be a travelogue, but I ain't going no place.
Say, you don't expect to break that big rock with that little hammer and chisel, do you?
Shucks, man. I ain't trying to break this here rock.
What's that you're carving out there?
Say, it looks like a heart with an arrow through it.
Yes, sir, that's it. Look at the writing chiseled on the bottom here.
We love our warden.
Yes, sir, Mr. Allen. It's all Valentine for you, from all the boys.
I say, that's a lovely gesture. But tell me, how are you going to deliver that heavy rock?
Well, the boys was going to help me to carry it up to the roof. And then sort of drop it down on Miss Allen when he passed by.
Oh, you rascal. Sort of a surprise Valentine, eh?
Yes, sir. You'll be surprised, all right.
Oh, well, boys will be boys.
Yes, sir.
Tell the boys why you were sent here to Bedlam.
Well, I just committed trigamy, that's all.
You married 3 women, hey?
Yes, sir.
Warden Allen, Warden, here's the telegram.
Thank you. Say, it's from the Board of Pardon. Good news for you, number 8. You're pardoned.
No, sir. I don't want to go home. My 3 wives will kill me. I'm safe in here.
But you'll have to go, man. You're pardoned.
Why don't you let him stay, Warden?
He can't stay here now unless he commits another felony, assault or something.
Assault, hey? Well, you brung it on yourself, Warden. Take that.
Oh, help. Why, you'll get life for this.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. That's what I want.
Hey, number 8. Number 8, my camera missed that action. Do it over again, will you?
Sure, anything for a friend of Mr. Allen.
Oh, help. Oh, please help. Thank you, boys. This is a gala night in our prison playhouse. The Ball and Chain Players present that famous drawing room drama, Little Lord Fauntleroy. Special announcement, the part of Lady Fauntleroy will be played by Sadie the Hag, appearing through the courtesy of the Flapper Reformatory for Girls. Now, quiet, quiet, boys, and don't rattle your chain. All right, curtain.
Little Fauntleroy, this looks like your grandfather's house.
Gee whiz, Ma. Do I have to wear these velvet pants?
Pipe, John, or I'll kick in the teeth, darling.
What?
Oh, quiet now. Here comes the butler.
Good afternoon, madam. Peddlers and hawkers around at the back.
Listen, I'm Lord Fauntleroy's daughter-in-law, and this is his grandchild.
Oh, blackmailers, huh? Well, scram, you bum.
Oh, you're calling a bum, you heel.
Suck him in the push, Muddy.
Oh, here, I say, what's all this disturbance? I'm Lord Fauntleroy.
So is me old man.
Oh, no, not really.
Yes, Eva, I'm your son's wife, and this brat is little Lord Fauntleroy.
Why, come inside, or I'll arrange for the hush money.
Say, Mom, the old guy's running a classy joint, all right.
Not joint, Junior. Jerk.
Now, sit right down here tell me your sordid story, madam. You may go, Bevins.
Quite so, sir.
Well, me lad, after a whirlwind courtship and a rumble seat, your son and me was married.
And here I am, grandfather. Ain't I the cat?
Well. And this stunted lout is my grandchild, little Lord Fauntleroy.
Yes, me lad.
Well. Climb upon my knee, sonny boy.
Okay, Gramp, I'm climbing.
And you, my darling daughter-in-law, you sit here on my other knee.
Why, sure. But no passes, remember?
Same, huh? What is this guy, a ventriloquist?
If only my son were here with me now.
You'd be a knee short, Grant.
So I would. But where there's a will, there's a way.
Hey, speaking of wills, is yours made out?
Oh, yes. When I die, little Bartle here comes in to 10,000 pounds.
Pounds of what, Ma?
Now, pipe down or Ma will give you a pound where it'll do you some good.
You and who else, Mother, darling?
Well, I'd better go and tell Bevins to prepare a place for you two to sleep tonight. I'll be right back, children.
Oh, I ain't got no toys to play with.
Oh, here, take Mama's pistol. But be careful, Fauntlet's loaded.
Whoopee, I'm a cowboy.
Yes, darling, and maybe Grandpa's an Indian. Catch on. Here he comes.
Well, children, everything
Whoopee,
is...
Whoopee, look out, Grandpa!
Oh, he's killed me. Cheerio!
Now, Fauntleroy, what's that noise?
So you killed him, huh?
Gosh, Ma, he's that butler.
Butler, your grandmother.
He's your father, Fauntle.
No kid.
Good work, son. With all this dough, you're going to be a gentleman now.
Oh, I don't want to be a gentleman.
Oh, what up, money? What do you want to be?
I want to be an office.
Holy God.